Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. For those who are new to me, I am an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend for those who are in the States. And for those who are everywhere else, now, I hope you had a great weekend with family and just enjoying this past weekend. So if you can believe it, we are in December, last month of the year. So I am so excited to bring to you what it is that we should be expecting for the month of December from the angels and what it is that the energy is bringing to us. And so for those who may be new to my shows, I do energy, I do the energy of the week. And today I'll be actually doing the energy of the month as well, because we just started the month of December, to give you a preview of what it is that we should expect to help you to navigate through the month of December. And then we're going to be wrapping up our series on psychic gifts. So if you would like to speak to me on what it is that you've been going through, if you'd like some guidance, or if you'd like to chat about the topic or the energy that you're feeling into, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. Also, you can chat with us on our group. So if you go to psychictalk.net/Facebook, you'll be taken to our group where I am doing a simulcast, where you could chat with me, ask your questions right in the group, and I will answer them as well. So if you just happen to be on Facebook, you can go right into the group so that you can chat with us there. So when it comes to, so let's start with the energy of this week. We have Archangels Haniel as well as Archangel Jophiel stepping forward for us this week. And this week we are going to be first focusing on giving ourselves that grace. So last week we talked a little bit about this as well. But we're going to continue on this energy of giving ourselves grace for really forgiving ourselves for all those things that, all the mistakes that we've made, all of the things that it's hard for us to let go of for our own selves. You know, we are, a lot of us are so easy, it's easy for us to forgive others and to give grace to others, but many times we forget to do that for ourselves. So this week, Archangel Haniel is stepping forward for us to give ourselves that grace. So, and another part of the energy that we're in is because we are finishing up 2019, we're being asked to tune in and to do a review of our year. So going back to January and going through each of the months and to tune in and ask the angels what it is that you've learned, what it is that you've seen and how you've grown so that you can really See how you've changed, how you've grown, the lessons that you've learned, so that we can also love ourselves through that, to celebrate ourselves for that growth. You know, we are constantly growing. We are constantly in this state of learning, learning the lessons that we're meant to learn, and this growth. So it's really important for us to look back and see how much we have grown and how much where we are today in that growth, and then to celebrate that. And so that's why Archangel Jophiel steps forward for us, because as we do that review, to really be in that joy, be in that energy of joy and happiness because of all of the things that we've been through. And so as we do that, we're able to truly understand the power that we have. We're able to understand that it's important to love ourselves, to be in that higher vibration, and it will help us to really raise our vibration so that we can continue to do this work on our journey to expand and to grow and to give of ourselves. So this month, we are going to be in this energy of service and giving. And, it's not a coincidence that we call, around the holidays, around December, the season of giving, because what the universe, as we do this review of what it is that we've been through, as we do this, we see all those things that we've been given, all the abundance that we have been given in our lives throughout the year. And so, as we do that review, we notice that and recognize that we've been given so much. So now it's time for us to give back. So, and I mentioned this before too, but, when it comes to giving, it doesn't have to be about giving material gifts or about giving money, but it has to also be about giving of our time, giving of our energy, just being there for others, spending that time to listen to others, and, just being there, whether it's guiding others or being there to support them in other ways. That's how we can also give. And so that is going to be that energy of this month as well when it comes to giving, recognizing that we've been given so much from the universe, from others, and seeing, in the last few weeks, we talked about gratitude. And so when we are in that energy of gratitude, we're able to really shift that energy and be able to see all those things that we have in our lives, all that we have been given, whether it's, our homes and those things that we have in our homes. And then our family, all of the people in our family and how they are there for us. And then we have our friends. And then we also have our family that's not blood. We have our soul families that are there to help us and guide us and to be there for us. And sometimes our soul families are there more than our own families. And so we have to remember that, all of those things that we have, all the people that we have in our lives that come into our lives are something to be really grateful for. And so, when we are in that gratitude, we're then able to see that new perspective and then be able to give with an open heart, give with a heart that is wanting to help, that is wanting to give of ourselves, and to really be open to all the possibilities, all the opportunities that come our way when we are in that vibration, when we are in that energy of love and gratitude. And so I encourage everyone to really tune in, and we are being asked to tune in this week. It's going to be a little bit slower of energy this week, but that doesn't mean that there's not going to be any action. So we are being asked to take some action on what it is that we're meant to do when it comes to our purpose and to achieve those goals that we're meant to achieve. But now, this month, starting this week, we're being asked to take all those things that we've learned throughout the year, especially the last few months. And then last month, we were talking about gifts, and we're wrapping up that topic today. But we're also being asked to take all of those things that we've learned and then about those gifts that we have and put it all together so that we can take action on those things that we're meant to do when it comes to giving. You know, how can you give with your gifts? How can you give with what you have? And they're going to show you also what it is that your next steps are so that you can give, that you can give of yourselves. Give of your gifts. Use your gifts to create those things that you're meant to create so that you can help others, so that you can be there for others when it comes to your time, when it comes to your energy, when it comes to just who you are. So that is, in a nutshell, what this month is bringing to us. And so this week, to tune in, to do a review of this year, and to really give yourself grace in those areas where you do need to. So, you know, when we call on Archangel Raphael, he helps us to heal and he helps us to let go. And as you do that this week, he's going to show you those areas where you need to give yourself that grace, to forgive yourselves for those times where, you know, it just didn't seem as if that was who you truly are. So to do that work, and as you do that work, you're going to feel the new energy that comes in, feel the energy of December, and it's going to help you with your vibration. It's going to help you with all those things that you need to let go of and be able to set new intentions. So, you know, beginning of the month is always great when it comes to setting new intentions. And so to set those new intentions, saying, I'm ready, that I'm letting go of everything that I don't need, letting go of everything that is not in alignment to who I am, and then to be able to set those intentions to say, I'm ready. For December, I'm ready to take those next steps on what it is that I can do to really move forward into my purpose and to be able to be ready for, and ultimately ready for 2020, which is just next month. So that is the energy that we are in. It's going to be amazing. You know, we are kind of stepping out of that manifesting energy that we were in last month. But just because we're not in that energy, that main energy anymore of 1111, that doesn't mean that we're not manifesting. We're always manifesting with our mindsets, you know, what we think about. We're always manifesting. So if, you know, it's important for us to really focus on those things that we truly want. What is it that you want to do to really make an impact in this world? What is it that you want in your life that you want to come into fruition? Don't, you know, think about those things that you don't want, but to really focus on those things that you truly want in your life when it comes to all areas of your life, you know, relationships, love, career, all of those different areas. And then to remember to focus on the big picture, that big dream, that big vision that you have. And as we focus on those things, you know, everything else will come into play, you know, fall into place. Everything else will line up. It will be aligned to what it is that you truly want. You know, the universe and the divine are going to show you through people, through different opportunities, so that you can take those next steps and really move forward so that you can achieve those goals and you can really step into your purpose. So that is the energy of the week, as well as what to expect for this month. We have several different angels stepping forward. So as we go along throughout the weeks, I will be sharing with you which angels to work with. But this week's energy, even though we're being asked to tune in, it's going to be a light energy. It's going to be an energy of a higher vibration energy, and it's going to be an energy filled with joy and with happiness as we think about just how much we've grown and how much that we've been through, how much we've gone through, and then seeing the power that we have, seeing that strength that we have, and so that we can move forward, so that we can really understand what it is that we're supposed to do next, what it is that we are meant to do to step, you know, out of our comfort zones and into our purpose. So that is the energy. And so if you'd like to talk to me about that, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. Oh, so I'm just looking right now. I have the view of outside, and we just had snow yesterday. And so, and you know, as I was talking about the energy of the week, the sun just came out. So I'm just feeling into that energy, and of course, it comes in at the right time as I'm talking about joy and higher vibrations. And so, you know, even though, you know, we have snow and it's cold, it just feels wonderful when it comes to, you know, this energy that we're in this week. And you know, the energy that we're going to be in throughout the month, it's going to be amazing. And so, you know, I want to encourage all of you to tune in and to really feel into that energy, to feel into what it is that's coming for you, those opportunities that will be coming your way. So, all right. So if you are just joining us, you know, I am going to be continuing to talk about our gifts. So I'm wrapping up the series today. And this month, you know, this past month was about psychic gifts, our gifts, our clairs. So, you know, I talked about clairsentience. I talked about clairaudience. I talked about claircognizance and clairvoyance. And so, you know, all of those four main clairs are there, and we all have those gifts. We all have the ability to really be able to, you know, listen to our guides and angels. We're able to see those things that we're meant to see. And so, you know, we've been doing some practices. And so today, I'm actually going to talk about two other senses that we kind of forget about when it comes to when it comes to our clairs. And that is when it comes to clear tasting and clear smelling. So, so they're clear gustants. That's clear smelling. And then we have clear tasting. And then we have clear olfaction. So and that's clear smelling. So a lot of times we forget about these because, you know, we always think about, you know, seeing and we hear, you know, we always, when we talk, we have those words where we say, oh, you know, I feel like, or I, you know, I see that, or I know. You know, those are all indicators for us that we are using our clear gifts. But not a lot of times do we use that, oh, you know, I think, you know, I'm smelling, you know, or I smell that, or I taste that when it comes to our clairs, when it comes to just that psychic, just being, just using those spiritual gifts when it comes to our spiritual, when it comes to spiritual gifts, yeah, we don't really go into the smelling and the tasting so often. But you know, that those can, we have those gifts as well. And so, for instance, when, and it just like, you know, we were doing some exercises on how to, you know, expand our gifts, how to expand our knowing, how to expand our feeling. And in that same way, you can also see this and you can grow this, these gifts as well. So, for instance, if I told you to think about chocolate cake, for instance, you know, some of us are going to be able to, you know, when you think about chocolate cake, you're going to be able to taste it because you've tasted it before. So that is actually how you can really expand that gift of clear tasting, where you take different foods that you've tasted before and think about it and see if you can taste that. If, you know, if you can really notice what it tastes like, what a chocolate cake tastes like, or what chocolate tastes like. So in that sense, you can practice that. And as you do, you may get these opportunities that come your way. Whereas, you know, you may be thinking about something that just pops into your mind from your angels and guides, and all of a sudden they remind you of something that you've tasted before, or you've or something that someone else may be tasting. And so as you think about what it is, you may feel that it's like you're tasting it at that moment. So and so I've had those moments too where I will be going about my day and all of a sudden I'll be thinking about a certain food. And I've actually had different people step in. So I'll be channeling a deceased person, and all of a sudden a food that they loved comes in. And so I will taste that and kind of know who it is that's stepping in for me. And usually for myself, it's a past loved one of mine. So you know, it's interesting how that comes in. Also, when it comes to smelling, it works the same way, where you may be going about your day, and if a loved one comes in, if you sense a deceased loved one that comes in, there may be a smell that comes in with that. I've had that happen for myself when it comes to my grandparents. And so whenever I smell a certain smell, yeah, I know that it's usually like my grandfather that comes in for me. And then I'm able to smell those smells that really connects me to my grandfather. And so those are the type of things that we need to notice when it comes to our gifts, when it comes to the clay gifts of smelling and tasting, that all of a sudden, you, if you get the smell that, you know, you feel like you're, and a lot of times it's going to be this feeling or knowing that's combined with that gift of smelling and tasting. And so you get this knowing, and then you're able to smell what it is that's coming in. And, you know, many times it may be a smell that you haven't smelled in a long time, and all of a sudden you're smelling it or you're tasting it. And so those things, those gifts are, you know, something that we can grow as well. And so, you know, if that is something that you've kind of noticed in the past, where all of a sudden you're smelling something and it's not around you, you know, just know that those are part of the gifts that you have when it comes to psychic gifts. And so, you know, I want to encourage everyone to keep practicing those gifts, especially when it comes to your gifts of knowing and those gifts of feeling, because, you know, we are right now in the season of giving. We're in the season of, you know, just being asked to serve, being asked to help others. And as we do that too, a lot of times what comes in is how it is that others are feeling. And so, you know, for instance, if you are, you know, busy doing some shopping, you know, going about your day shopping, you know, at the stores, and, you know, you notice all these people rushing around. You know, for instance, if you went shopping during Black Friday, and you notice all these people rushing around, and, you know, some people may be upset, or some people are just in a hurry, you may feel that. And so, you know, kind of going back to that, and, you know, and noticing those feelings, because that is part of our gifts, that feeling, the clairsentience that is there, knowing that, you know, some people are rushing, you know, they're in a hurry. Some people are angry. You can see that, but also kind of sense that. And so if that is, you know, your, one of your main gifts, to really take notice of that. And then what we can do then is ask the angels to really help us to grow those gifts, especially if you are a person who is wanting to help so many other people, you know, wanting to really, you know, understand them in a, understand others in a better way. You know, this is a great way to do that, to expand our gifts, to really practice them so that we can grow them and use them to create those things that we're meant to create, whether it is to be, you know, teachers or mediums, anything that you truly want to do, what it is that you're passionate about. You know, it, we have these gifts that are tied with it so that we can you know, be the best that we're meant to be, to really step into who we truly are. And so I encourage everyone to, you know, understand their gifts, to tune in with the angels and ask them. And a lot of times, you know, I have clients that come to me not understanding what their gifts are, but in reality they actually do, because, you know, they hear about, you know, they hear these words of psychic gifts. And so, you know, for them, they don't really resonate with the word psychic. But, you know, when you, you know, approach them, when you talk to them about, you know, who they are and what they love to do and what it is that they see, sometimes, or what they feel even, and ask those questions, then, you know, now I'm able to see that they do have these gifts. They just don't know it because, you know, they're not resonating with the words of psychics. They're not resonating with the words of clairsentience or clairvoyance, but they're able to see, you know, if I ask someone, you know, if they are meditating and if they've noticed anything during their meditation, I'm able to ask them more and more questions on what it is that they may be hearing and what it is that they may be feeling when they ask for the angels to step forward. And I'm able to, you know, let them know that they have these gifts. They have these clear senses, these clear gifts that they didn't think they had. But because I'm able to explain to them that, you know, clairvoyance is being able to see. And, you know, sometimes I'll even ask them to look at something and then close their eyes and ask them if they can see it in their minds. And they're able to, and I'm able to then share with them that they have these clear gifts. And so, you know, for you out there, if you're listening, you know, you may have heard these terms, and that these terms may not have resonated with you, but know that we all have these gifts. And so it's about knowing that clairsentience is about being able to feel, you know, really feel into someone's energy, to feel into someone's emotions, feel into what it is that someone may be going through. And you know, you may be able to pick up that they're feeling sad, that they're feeling angry. Those are part of clairsentience. That is part of your gifts. And then also the knowing, and that's your intuition talking. You know, if you say a lot, you know, I just knew that I had to do this, or I just knew I could go there, or I just knew I had to call someone. And so that's, you know, part of your claircognizance. And so, you know, all of these terms, we have these terms, and we call them psychic gifts, but no, we have to remember that we all have these gifts. We all do. And so, and it's amazing when I'm able to help someone to really be able to see that they have these gifts. And so I encourage you to tune in and to, you know, ask your higher selves, ask the angels and your guides, you know, what is it that I need to see about my own gifts? What is it that I need to know about my own gifts so that I can create those things that I meant to create when it comes, whether it's a business or even when it comes to finding a job? And we can definitely use those senses to find those jobs that we're meant for, and to find those jobs that, you know, that we are, that connects us with our gifts and our passions. And so, you know, I encourage everyone to really do that work of tuning in and learning more about your own gifts and learning about how it is that you're meant. And this is why I share about these gifts, because our gifts are meant to be used to help others. They're meant to be used to serve others. And so, you know, I encourage everyone to do this, especially if you're interested in helping people in a bigger way to make that impact that you're meant to make in this world. So that is our topic today on psychic gifts. And before I go on, let's go ahead and see what is coming up on Psychic Talk Network. So we have, tomorrow we have the Power of Three show, and hosts Rose Fullhorse, as well as Dave Nunnally, will be back for their show. So be sure to tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, on Thursday, Stephanie is back. So Stephanie Mayo is back with her show, Stephanie's Guided Tarot. So be sure to tune in with her if you'd like some mini readings, some guidance when it comes to mediumship. If you'd like to connect with your loved ones, be sure to tune in with her. And then on Friday, we have Dr. Dax and Dr. Rose will be back, and the doctors are in. So be sure to tune in as they talk about how to bring the archetypes back into your life. And it'll be part one of the series, and they'll be talking about calling their name and chanting their mantra. So be sure to tune in for that show. So it looks like we have most of our hosts back on our network. So be sure to go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and you'll be able to see all the shows that are coming up. And then for me, next week, we are going to be starting a new series. So in December is going to be about service, about helping other people, about giving. And so next week I'm starting a series on Heart of Service. So be sure to tune in with me for that as we start to talk about what it is that we need to focus on when it comes to service, helping other people, giving in this month, as we connect all of those things that we've learned in the last few months, as well as our gifts, and how it is that we can truly serve, and how it is that we can truly be there for others and do those things that we're meant to do and really step into our purpose. And so, you know, be sure to tune in next week for that show. And as always, I do take calls on the show. So if you would like to talk to me about your gifts and what it is that you've been seeing, or what it is that you've been noticing about your own gifts when you're meditating or when you're journaling, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. Or if you are on the Facebook page, to be sure to ask your questions there if you're on the Facebook group, and I will answer them. So, all right. So, you know, as we wrap up the series when it comes to second gifts, you know, one of the things that the angels have been wanting me to share is my own. And so for those, especially if you're new to my show, you know, I have had a lot of gifts that that I didn't know for the longest time until recently that, you know, I had my own psychic gifts. And so my main gifts are feeling, so clairsentience, as well as claircognizance. So that is what I was, you know, born with and what I used throughout my life. And so, you know, when I was younger, I just had this knowing that I need to call people to be there, just even just to listen. I had one time in my life where, you know, I was younger, and I had this, I considered her as a big sister. You know, she was at the church I was going to, and she, you know, I didn't know. I knew something was going on, but, you know, I just didn't know to what extent that she was going through a lot, especially when it came to her family. And so there was this time where I just felt like I had to call her. And usually she was the one that called me to check up on me and to see how I was doing. But I just had this knowing, this and this feeling that I had to call her. And so I called her that day, and you know, I found out later, you know, as we were talking, that she was ready to give up her life. She was ready to leave this earth. And you know, if I hadn't used my gifts, if I hadn't listened to myself, listened to that knowing and that feeling, then she wouldn't be here, you know. And so, you know, it's those things that we really need to listen to. And, you know, I'm so thankful for my gifts. And, you know, there have been other times in my life, you know, throughout my childhood where, you know, I would, you know, just have this feeling and knowing of, you know, whether to call others and to, you know, approach others, even people that I didn't even know, to, you know, ask them about how they were doing and what it is that they were going through. And there were many times where I would throw out advice to people, you know, even if they didn't want the advice, if they weren't asking for that advice. And, you know, that was just because I didn't really know how to use my gifts, how to do everything. So instead of just saying all these things that just came to me, you know, now I'm able to be able to discern and be able to, you know, be shown from the angels what it is that I'm meant to share and what it is that I'm not meant to share. But growing up, you know, I was always, you know, giving out that advice or always approaching people because I just knew that someone was going through something, that someone was not feeling great or they weren't doing well and they were sad. And so I always had that knowing and that feeling. And so, you know, after I, and, you know, as I grew up more and more, you know, I did start to lose that. I did start to not really listen to my own self because, you know, when it came to society, when it comes to just life, you get all of these limiting beliefs that come in, all these people telling you that, no, you're not right, or no, you're not good enough, no, you're, what you just told me is not correct because of, you know, other people's hurting, or they're just not wanting to know, or they're not ready for that information. And so all of those things piled up, all the limiting beliefs piled up, and, you know, I had those fears come in and those doubts about myself come in, which kept me from really understanding who I was to remembering who it was that I was when it came to knowing my gifts. And so, you know, for a long time, I did lose that. I did forget that. And, you know, and especially during that time when, you know, I lost my children, when I was going through that time of that dark period for me where I was just on that downward spiral. But now that I've awakened and, you know, and since then, you know, all of those gifts have been coming back. The angels and my guides have been reminding me of those gifts that I have. And so, you know, a lot of times we have to really do this healing work on all those things that people have told you that, you know, give you those doubts. You know, all those times people have told you that you aren't good enough, or that you are wrong, and that, you know, that it's not correct and you're not correct, and all of those things that come in that really, you know, gives you the fears and those doubts about who you truly are, you know, from when you were a child. Because, and when we're children, you know, we don't have all of those fears and doubts that come in until, you know, we're a little bit older. So it's about going back to who we truly are, going back to those basics on, you know, when we were little, what is it that we knew, what it is that we saw, and you know, that is what, you know, what I try to do to help you to, you know, to do that healing and to help you to let go of those things that are not who we truly are, because who we truly are amazing souls. We are amazing beings here to do great works, to make an impact in this world. And so I want to encourage all of us to remember, and the angels are, especially Archangel Raphael, is great at helping us remember, and great at helping us to remember who we truly are, and to help us to let go of those doubts, to help us to heal from all those times in our lives where, you know, people have told us that we couldn't do something, or we weren't good enough in some way, because we are good enough. We are worthy. We are magnificent and amazing. And so, you know, I want to help you to see that and know that you are able to do anything that you truly want to do. And it's about going back to we are, because if we go back to who we truly are, we're able to remember our passions. We're able to remember what it is that we truly desire. And when we remember those things, we're able to then take those passions and create those things that we're meant to create, create the businesses that we're meant to create, create the life that we're meant to create, so that we can live in that happiness, we can live in joy that we're meant to. You know, we're not meant to, you know, just do a daily grind of going to a job that we're not aligned with, you know, going to a job that exhausts us and stresses us. But we're meant to live in joy. We're meant to live in happiness. And so when we remember what our gifts are, learn about that these are gifts that we've always had, and then being able to use them in a way that is meant for us to use, you know, in serving others, in helping others. And we are meant to help others. We're meant to, you know, we're divine love and light. And as we share those things that that we've gone through, as we share those things that we've learned, and then also share our gifts, we are creating that life that we're meant to live. You know, there's a reason why when we help others, it makes us happy. You know, when we are there for others, that it makes us really feel into that energy of love and joy, because that's where we're meant to be. That's what we're meant to feel. You know, the angels and the divine has given us these feelings of joy and happiness because that's what we're meant to feel. That's what, and you know, if you've studied how happiness and joy are high vibrations, there's a reason for that. It's because we're meant to be in that, in joy, in happiness, and feeling love. You know, those are high vibrations, and we're meant to be in that. And as we do that, as we do those things that we truly love, as we do that self-care, and a lot of times on my show, you know, I mention self-care. Self-care is so important because so many times we're helping other people, you know, but eventually we run out of that energy if we don't fill our cup, if we don't fill our energetic cups. And so, you know, self-care is really important for us to do. Do those things that we are passionate about. Do those things that we desire. Do those things that make us happy so that we can fill that energetic cup, so that we could continue to help others. You know, self-care is, you know, so important, because also there's no one that can fill our cup for us. There is no one that can do that for us. You know, our spouses and loved ones can't do that for us the way that we need it to be filled. You know, yes, they can love us. They can be there for us, but it's never going to be the same as we do compared to the self-care that we do for ourselves. And so it's really important for us to understand our passions, to understand those things that we truly love, so that we can fill that energetic cup in order to help others. So we're going to be talking about more of that starting next week in our series. But, you know, that is something that we need to really think about, that, you know, we are meant to be in this energy of love. We are meant to be in the energy of happiness and joy and with all areas of life. So I encourage everyone to tune in and understand what their gifts are, so that you can really understand that you are meant to do so many great things. And so I want to thank you for listening to that topic. And right now I'm going to do a meditation. The angels are stepping forward. So before we end the show, to do this meditation to help us to really be in that energy of gratitude for ourselves, and then also to really be able to step into that energy so that we can prepare to give, that we can prepare to be in this energy of joy and happiness that we're meant for. So if you're not driving, and if you can, to sit comfortably in a space that is comfortable to you, in a space that feels good to you. And then I want you to take a few deep breaths. So in through your nose and out through your mouth. We're going to do that a few times. I want you to take notice of your breath. Really focus on your breath. And I want you to place your hand on your heart. And as you do this, your mind is going to go to your heart space. And once that you're in your heart space, I want you to place objects into the space that is very calming for you. I want you to place those elements in nature that really helps you to feel at peace. So whether it's a body of water, if there's animals that really makes you feel peaceful, any plants or trees or grass, and then if, for instance, a sunset or a sunrise really helps you to feel at peace, to notice the colors in the sky. And anything else that comes to you to place in your space. And as you're in the space, I want to encourage you to place the door in your space. Doesn't matter where it's at. And I want you to notice what the door looks like. And anything that comes to you. Then once you place this door, leave this door open. Yes, this is where we're going to ask for our angels and our guides to step in into our space. So when you're ready, you can ask for the angels, your angels, and your guides to invite them in. You can also invite in your inner child. I do see an inner child stepping forward. And as the angels and guides enter in, they're going to create the circle around you, a really big circle. Then we're going to have the archangel step in. We have Archangel Haniel. We have Archangel Jophiel. And we also have Archangel Uriel stepping in. And for others, I do see archangels as well, Archangel Gabriel, as well as Archangel Raphael stepping in. And they're going to create a circle right outside of you, so right around you. And then you have the other angels and guides on the outside of them. And all of the angels that's outside, on the outside, your angels, your guardian angels, and your guides are all supporting your energy at this moment. And they're also there to help you to elevate your energy, elevate your vibration. Now the archangels are going to take their energies, all the different colors that they bring. I want you to take notice of those. What colors do you notice? How is the energy coming to you? How do you notice that? And as they send their energy to you, it's going to swirl around you. So it's going to make you'll be in the center of this cylinder. It looks like a cylinder of energy that's around you, that's swirling all around you. I want you to take a few deep breaths. Really feel into the energy that they send. And now they're going to help you to expand your chakras. So from your root chakra, it's going to expand outside of your body. And then your sacral chakra. and your root your solar plexus, and then your heart, and your throat chakra, and your third eye, and your crown chakra. And all of these chakras are now open, expanding outside of your body and into this, your heart space. So it's filling this energy of your chakras, filling your heart space. And Archangel Raphael is going to help take all of this old energy that's within you, and it's going to be pulled out of you and into this energy that is around you. And it, as it's being taken into this energy, it goes up, and it's with Archangel Raphael's energy that he brings it up to this violet cloud that's above you. And it's going to be transmuted into divine love and light. It comes down as these sparkles of energy that fills the spaces of where your old energy was. So I want you to take a few deep breaths. Feel into that energy of love and of that light that he brings. So take a few deep breaths and breathe out. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And breathe out all the excess stuck energy. And breathe it out until you have no more air that you can breathe out. And then take another deep breath in through your nose and breathe in that energy that the angels bring, that the archangels bring. That white light of energy that comes in. And as you breathe in, it's going to fill your body with this white light that comes in. And as you do that, there's going to be this rainbow energy that comes in from above. That's a source energy that's coming in. And as you breathe in this white light, source energy is going to go through your crown chakra, and it's going to go through each of your chakras, the center of your chakras. And it's going to help expand each of the light that's at the center of your chakra. And it's going to expand, and it's going to help and be expanded outside of your body and into this, your heart space, until it's so bright that it's hard to see anything else. And as you do that, take a few deep breaths. Really breathe into that high vibration energy, this source energy. And really breathe that in. And notice how that feels. And the source energy, this rainbow energy, is going to go down all throughout your body, and it's going to go, and it's going to help you to ground your energy. So this rainbow energy is going to go down all the way through your body, out through your feet, and into the ground to the center of the earth. And as this does this, it's going to then bring up this white and light blue energy that comes back up from the earth. And it comes back up through your feet, all the way up your body. And then what it's going to do is it's going to wind around your body, coming out of your crown chakra. And then it's going to wind all down your body. And then it's going to go back down into the earth to ground you. So now the archangels are going to step back and they're going to help you to contract your chakras, so that it lines back up into your body. And as this does this, source energy is going to come back up through your feet, through each of your chakras as it contracts. And it's going to leave through your crown chakra. Now Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward, and he has a message for you. So I want you to take a few deep breaths, and as he sends his energy, this light blue energy, to take notice of what comes into your heart, what you feel, what you see, what you hear. And really take note of that. And it has to do with sharing your truth. It has to do with communicating who you are. And a reminder of who you truly are. So he's going to step back. And we're going to take a few deep breaths. Bring back awareness into your body. And then you can open up your eyes. So welcome back. I hope that that meditation has helped you to really understand that they are always there. They're always there supporting you and guiding you. And this week, as you tune in, they're going to be there to help you throughout your week, what it is that you need to see, what it is that you need to know. And as you keep doing this work of tuning in with them, they're always going to bring you the lessons that you need to learn and bring you the messages that you need to hear on how it is that you're supposed to move forward with your next steps. So as always, if you have any questions, you can connect with me by going to psychictalk.net/Catherine, and you can find me on my Facebook pages, and also you can find me in a group. I am there, so you can reach me through that. You know, if you had any questions about the meditation that we just did, or if you want to share what it is that you saw or heard, I'm always here for you, holding the space for you, as well as just being there if you just need someone to talk to. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today, for helping me to wrap up the series of Psychic Gifts, and I look forward to hearing about the gifts that you're discovering for yourself and how it's expanding. And so please feel free to reach out at any time. So as always, I'm sending you all lots of love and light. And next week, be sure to join me again as we start this new series on the heart of service. So thank you all for joining me again. So bye-bye for now.